finally here. 12 months of waiting. Tough Snapper 2, the return of the quiz. This is the Long Snapper podcast versus a former podcast that was called the Un-American Football Show. Nate's here with me. He used to host it. How are you doing, Nate?
I'm excellent, mate. I am so fucking excited for this. It will blow last year's out of the water. I think it's going to be... I'm bigging it up way too much.
I'm so excited.
It
might be similar or slightly worse than last year. Maybe slightly better. Lower your expectations.
Don't expect like tons of right answers. Just expect fucking chaos.
There will certainly be chaos. I should introduce the teams. I'll introduce the Long Snappers. We have in the red corner, three of you. We'll start with the most handsome man of the podcast, Mr. Patrick Jackson. How are you doing, Pat?
Oh, that threw me. I thought you were going to Craig.
It's just keeping it real. Mark Salen is here, looking splendid in his conservatory. How are you, Mark?
Good, thanks, mate. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well. Thanks for asking. And finally, last but certainly not least, the aforementioned Craig Edmonds. He's turned up. Ofsted clearly didn't. How are things?
Well, fuck you for the shot, but hello also.
And also, I don't know why he's here. I think he's basically here as a stand-in for Craig, but he's... I literally don't know why you're here. Rich is here. Hi, Rich.
I am here for the lols, and that is it. I have no actual knowledge, as we discovered, so there's no point in me being here other than that.
Yeah, so
Rich playing the role of the third quarterback who doesn't count on the 53-man roster.
That's the one. With no actual skill, other than holding a clipboard.
It's Carson Wentz!
Fuck you!
Clipboard Jesus, remember him. Nate, introduce the Oppo.
Well, thank you, Adam. We've got the three other members of the former Tough Show. We've got Alan Fucking Woods. How are you?
Very good. Very full. Just had my dinner, as you all know.
Yeah, fruit and fireball. The dinner of, I was going to say champions, but like depressed mums is probably more accurate.
Very depressed mums.
The dinner of brothers
We've got Rabbi Ross Crawford. How you doing, buddy?
I'm ready to redeem myself after.
Your audio quality has gone right through its ass, mate. We didn't understand a word of that. Do you have another microphone you can use?
Maybe not even connected.
While he's sorting out,
I understood the first bit. I can translate. Maybe it's because he's Scottish, Nate. You didn't quite understand what he said.
that's definitely the problem here.
While we're waiting for Ross to try and sort his shit out, we also have Ryan. How you doing, pal?
Doing very well. And being the Lions fan here, I'm absolutely prepared to lose this.
That's the spirit.
Yep. Keep him with the historic side of it.
I should have brought fucking Adrian back. Jesus Christ. Ross, how you doing? Are you sorted? No. Right, you work on it in the background. We'll press on, and then fingers crossed we might have to nick Rich to be our third for a little while if all else fails.
Are you not better off with two?
Don't worry, Thanksgiving boys have got this.
Very possibly.
Double Asian Hodgson.
Right. What do we do first? Oh, it's Adam first.
Well, it's me in a moment. We've got a bit of admin to do first.
Oh fuck! I forgot to do that other bit I was supposed to do.
I love how the hosts are going. So the traditional question you want to hear is: so what do we do first?
It's on brand, if nothing else.
Yes. We actually had a Zoom call the other day to discuss stuff like this.
We actually prepared. And we both came on the call early to finalise the plans for how we were going to start, and it's all gone out the window because of half an hour or plus of technical issues. So Chaps, we'll start with tough show. You need to pick a team captain.
Please make it Ryan. Ross with his microphone.
Ryan, because it could actually be the Lions' year for the first time ever.
What responsibilities does he being the captain include?
Doesn't matter.
we will tell you in a couple of minutes.
Right.
I got too many more kids than you do to take on more responsibility. It's still time to step up.
All right, there's some logic there.
Yeah, no. There is a reason for it, and you'll find out after a long snapper pick theirs. We don't want you to know the context before you pick. That would be
I don't think I have a choice logical. Now anyway.
Yeah, no. All right. Ryan, you are Team Tufts captain. Good work. Adam.
Well, yeah, you have to pick, chaps. Who you think would be...
It's definitely Pat, isn't it?
This is an easy decision.
Doesn't even need
the one most it. Likely to listen to the rules.
Well, yes. after you two complaining about Pat and the way he officiated the Crystal Maze on Super Bowl night, I wasn't sure that you'd pick him.
I mean, that's was
true. I think he's
a roll that ball rolling.
I mean, I think he did a fantastic idea. No, I think Pat did a bang up job. Although you did get proper stitched up with that ball rolling, Jobby. Okay, well, the context of this is not everybody's going to be taking part in every round, so the team captains have to choose who's taking part in said rounds. And there's no conferring on it. You can't, like... someone's told to play, you have to play.
But I should say that doesn't apply to round one. Round one is going to be everybody. It is a buzzer round, which I'm going to start with. Ross, just give me say a word or something just to see how this is shaping up.
How is that working just now?
Hey!
That is phenomenally better. You might even have a chance.
It's not perfect, but it will do.
It's an improvement. Right.
Can I hear
only answer? Probably.
Cool.
You're in Scotland. Are you? I assume you're in Scotland. There are probably bagpipes in the background, as I understand it.
That was quite a stereotype you threw out there, though.
I mean, but are they not bagpipes?
No, just assuming I'm in Scotland. We don't all stay in Scotland. Some of us travel a bit.
Most of them are in London, aren't they?
Yeah, we're trying to get out. We're trying to take over.
All right, pay attention, team captains in particular. This is a buzzer round. No conferring. Your buzzers are all geared up to sound exactly like you saying your name, which is really convenient. So you buzz in. You can't chat to the other team. You have to give an answer. If your answer is incorrect, your team is frozen out and the other team get to confer to give their answer. A point for each question. And the theme of this round is also search for. If you go and Google a player, you may have noticed, or if you Google anything, it will helpfully give you things that other people have also searched for. So I'm going to read out also search for players, and you've got to buzz in and tell me who you think the original Googled player was. And I hope that is clear as mud. And it's definitely time for the chaos to start. Right, the first one.
Hold on. The team captains. Oh, no, you said it was everyone. Never mind. Fuck me.
Yeah, everyone. The team captain. The team captain will be responsible when they're conferring bit, but...
Yeah.
Just
Ryan and Ross.
Good job, Nate.
Ryan and Ross, you might want to unmute yourselves for this one. Just give yourselves a head start.
Yeah, I'm ready.
I mean, that's down to Ryan to police his own team. We shouldn't interfere. Right, pay attention. First question, also search for Peyton Manning, Robert Griffin III, Philip Rivers, Oliver Luck.
Craig,
I think, was first.
I'm going to go Andrew Luck.
Yeah, that is correct. The first point of the quiz goes to the long snappers. Next up, we have Colt McCoy, Trace McSorley,
Who?
Jeff Driscoll.
Sorry, can I check?
No.
Do we lose a point if we...
No, we don't lose a point.
Okay.
Are you telling me you weren't listening? is that Craig. A buzz in? Go on, Craig. Yeah. There we go.
Matt Flynn.
Incorrect. So, Tufts get to hear all the names and get to confer. It's Colt McCoy, Trace McSorley, Jeff Driscoll and Tim Boyle, who is somebody Googling there.
Laser show.
Totally I don't know who most of those players are. So, over to you guys.
Ross, any ideas?
I'm struggling. I was thinking Kyler Murray because I thought they were Cardinals backups was what I had in my head. But I think some of them were actually Ravens backups. So it's...
No, you might be right. Are we confident on Alan?
Kyler Murray is why.
You don't have a clue. So we'll go Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray is incorrect. I thought Thanksgiving boys might have got David Blough, famous for playing on Thanksgiving.
Do you know what? I was thinking it was either him or Tim Boyle that was on the Cardinals. That's what threw me. I actually had the name in my head.
I think you overthought it.
Yeah.
All right, next question. Fingers back on the buzzers, metaphorically or literally. DeAndre Hopkins, Jarvis Landry, Antonio Brown, Baker Mayfield, Saquon Barkley. Any ideas?
Mark.
Yes, Mark.
Odell Beckham?
Yeah, correct. There you go. Mm. I mean, some of this is just down to the Google algorithm. all of it, I guess. All right, next question. Ben Roethlisberger. Drew Brees. Eli Manning.
Craig.
Yes, Craig.
Aaron Rodgers.
Incorrect. You are frozen out. Tufts get them all. It's Ben Roethlisberger, Drew Brees, Eli Manning, and Antonio Gates.
Ooh.
Bill Rivers, maybe?
Yeah, that was first thought. Well, it feels like sneaky because his name's already come up, but maybe these guys are sneaky.
Can I get the names? Phil Rivers, one of them would have been vasectomy.
Can I get the names one more time?
Yeah, of course. Ben Roethlisberger, Drew Brees, Eli Manning, Antonio Gates.
That wasn't what I was thinking. What was your answer, Alan? Ross?
We said Rivers is what we were thinking. But yeah, there would be nine names. There would be nine names, wouldn't there, I suppose?
Or 10 now.
Yeah.
Why just Preggers again?
Yeah, congratulations to the Rivers family on that. Right. And congratulations to you as well. You get a point for that. Rivers.
You're off the board, boys. Come on.
Very obvious on the board. Nate, when they said Phil Rivers the first time there, by the way.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, just a little bit.
I apologize. I'll try not to do that.
Nate couldn't be any more biased. He's not even pretending.
He's on brand.
You might as well have held up a sign that said that's the right answer.
He is a homer through and through.
Yeah.
God
love him for that.
The problem you've got, Log Snappers, is you know full well that I'm not like that at all.
No,
I'm a stickler for being fair.
You'll be biased to them as well.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, next question. You have got Chris Olave, Andy Dalton, Alvin Kamara, Jameis Winston.
Alan.
Ross.
Alan was first.
Michael Thomas.
It's not Michael Thomas, no. Ooh. It goes over to the long snappers who can confer and argue, I imagine. Chris Olave, Andy Dalton, Alvin Kamara, Jameis Winston.
I would have guessed Michael Thomas, so Alan, save me.
Do it. Guess Michael Thomas, I dare you.
No.
Be right,
what's...
It's obviously Saints, isn't it? Or something related to the Saints.
Yeah, it's got
Jimmy Graham?
No, they're all more recent era than that. I think Taysom Hill's a more likely shout than Jimmy Graham.
Yeah.
Taysom Hill.
Right, Taysom Hill.
Taysom Hill's correct. That gets you a stolen point. It's 3-1. Okay, next question. Jason Witten. Des Bryant. Jason Garrett.
Ross.
Yes, Ross.
Tony Romo.
It is Tony Romo. Well, well That's interrupted. Right, next up was Jim Nantz, which was good. Well, you would have heard Jim Nantz and then Jessica Simpson, which is really funny. All right, next question. Teddy Bridgewater, Davis Mills. It's a who's who of top-level quarterbacks this. Matt Barkley, Sam Bradford, Kirk Cousins. Anybody going to have a go?
Teddy Bridgewater. Bro, these are just random names just put in together.
This is the game.
Have a plump in the dark.
Ryan,
have a go.
Case Keenum?
That is correct.
What?
The Vikings QB.
I like that Craig's only complaining at the first one he doesn't actually have any idea on. The others where he's answered them, he's like, yeah, it's cool.
I was big on Case Keenum that year. So
Viking QBs. I knew what it was. Couldn't think who came for Cousins. Blacked it out.
There you go. It's three apiece. All right, pay attention. Next question. Quandre Diggs. Ryan Neal, Bobby Wagner, Geno Smith.
Ross.
Yes, Ross.
Jamal Adams.
Yeah, very well done. A bit of a run for Tough Show. That takes you into the lead. 4 points to three. Okay, pay attention. Christian Ponder.
Oh. Of course it is.
Blake Bortles.
Mm. Woo!
I was going to say, it gets funnier.
Tyrod Taylor, Sam Bradford.
Ross.
Yes, Ross.
Jake Locker.
that would have been better, but it's not. Log snappers, good luck with this one. You do get him to again. Prefer before you stab in the dark.
Do him again.
Christian Ponder, Blake Bortles, Tyrod Taylor, Sam Bradford.
Were they all first round?
Bortles definitely was.
I mean, Christian
played to it too. Looked like it.
But I reckon Ponder was. Tyrod Taylor probably weren't, though.
No, he definitely weren't.
Yeah.
I can't think. I can't think of a connection. It seems like it's, shite quarterbacks, but I don't know.
Were they all LA Rams?
I can't remember Tyrod being a Ram.
No, I don't remember him being a Ram.
Come on, I'm about to push you. Have to hurry you.
I just can't. I don't have a clue. I've just got shit QBs going through my head. Like, think of a shit Matt Schaub.
Baker Mayfield, then.
It's not Baker Mayfield. It was EJ Manuel.
Oh, jeez.
Second round picks or something.
He was his first round pick.
First round, yeah.
He was.
How did he work out?
Didn't.
So what was the link between all
What was the link?
Don't ask me. This is Google. Go and speak to your local Google representative. Next question. Johnny Manziel.
Oh, boy.
Urban Meyer.
Oh, boy.
Aaron Hernandez.
Jeez.
Peyton Manning. Demi Lee Tebow.
Pat.
Yes, Pat.
Tim Tebow.
Of course it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was really looking forward to seeing who got that one.
Who's searching for all those people? I'd love to know. All right, that brings you level, long snappers. Right, next one. Chad Pennington. David Garrard. Bruce Arians. Tom Brady. Todd Bowles.
What? Just makes no fucking sense.
I would be stunned if anyone gets this one.
What were the names again?
Chad Pennington, David Garrard, Bruce Arians, Tom Brady, Todd Bowles.
Brian.
Yes, Brian. Brian? Ben. Brian.
Ben Roethlisberger?
It's not Ben Roethlisberger.
I'm thinking something Tampay. Tampay.
Yeah, it's got
Tampay.
Tampay.
It's Brian and it's Tampay. There we go.
Tampay Bay.
Did they say someone like Vinny Testaverde?
I mean,
seems very old school compared
there's
to
always, that, yeah, it does. They're, but keep that in the back pocket. The answer for one question is always Vinny Testaverde. oh, God. This is ridiculous.
Mike Evans, Chris Godwin?
Yeah, either of those is fine.
All right, let's go Mike Evans. Le-
You're close. It was Byron Leftwich.
Oh,
okay, next question. Mason, these just seem to have a theme. Mason Rudolph, Jadeveon Clowney.
Fighting?
Was that a buzzer? No, that wasn't a buzzer.
No, it was me just...
yeah, Mason Rudolph, Jadeveon Clowney, Aaron Donald, Nick Chubb, TJ Watt. Yeah, you're right to look baffled, Pat, I think.
Someone said, can I... I'm going to go, Mark.
Go on, Mark.
Someone said fighting, being a bit fighty, so I'm going to say Myles Garrett.
Yeah, it is Myles Garrett.
Yes, Mark. That's beautiful.
Oh,
thank you to fighting on the other side.
Was it not Myles Garrett who hit him with the with his
helmet?
And I think when you said it, I think
that's
probably
that's where Mason
Clowney.
Rudolph. Yeah. Okay, three questions.
Fighty slash punchable.
Yeah.
Three questions left of the round. You'll be relieved to hear.
Oh, we're still going.
Okay, George Kittle. Yeah, George Kittle. Tom Brady. Derek Carr, Trey Lance, Brock Purdy.
Ross.
Yes, Ross.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
It is Jimmy G. Yes. Absolutely. I don't know why the spreadsheet's not working at this point, Nate, if you wouldn't mind looking at that. Next question. Sean Gale, Jerry Glanville, Bud Grant, Jason Bell.
Mark.
Yes, Mark.
OCM and Euro.
No, it's not.
I would have gone that as well, Mark.
Worth a shout, dude.
Yeah.
Keep swinging.
Tough show. You'll get the... Yeah, Sean Gale, Jerry Glanville, Bud Grant, Jason Bell, Alan Woods, Cecil Martin.
Oh, fuck.
I'm lost.
Are these all analysts?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think.
Who's the guy that we did the interview with?
Yeah, Jeff Reinbold's the only one that's going through my head. But like, I couldn't confirm that.
That was his name. That's correct. I can confirm that.
Sorry, I can confirm your query. I can't confirm if that's going to be the right answer.
Yeah, no, I don't.
I've got a different answer to you, Ross.
Yeah,
depends if you want to go yours or go mine.
Yeah, muddle the waters just a little bit more.
Yeah,
because I was going to say Kevin Cadle. Is it his name?
Yeah,
that's a bit. That's more old school than some of the analysis we had.
But they are.
I'm happy for you to go with it. I think it's a...
What was yours again?
Jeff Reinbold.
I think I'd give you a safer... We'll go with Jeff Reinbold.
I think Reinbold might be a little bit too obscure. Cadle might be a better shout. I'll go with Cadle.
Sure.
Go with Cadle.
Go with Cadle then, yeah.
Cadle is your answer. The correct answer is Jeff Reinbold.
Hey! Even when I give you the fucking answer,
literally, I saw Nate's face. You got a little sign just comes up. That's the one.
I'm deliberately not looking at Nate whenever we're conferring.
Well, I snuck Alan Woods, Alan's fucking name, into that list of people.
I'm glad you said that. I genuinely, it's a while since I wrote these questions. I genuinely was wondering how the fuck that got in there.
I snuck
absolutely
it.
Baffled.
I snuck it in there thinking, this will sort it, this will do it. And then Ross answered it right. And as it kept happening last year, then got swayed to give the wrong answer.
Do you think it would be beneficial to remove Nate from this call for the future of this quiz?
Beneficial for us.
Oh, there's no point. Even when I give them the right answer, they fucking bumble it.
Right, the score should be 5-5 and the spreadsheet's saying 5-4. Just saying. Final question of the round. Robert Kardashian. Leslie Nielsen.
Alan.
Yes, Alan.
OJ Simpson.
Yeah, well done.
Wow.
Very fast. Impressive.
Absolutely.
You redeemed yourself there, Alan.
I just needed a question that was not too much like American football.
I think it should be 6-4 to Tough Show, but the special.
Hold on. You just said it should be 5-5.
Let's not argue, guys. It's fine.
Hang on. Yeah, it should be 5-5. And then Alan answered another question right. So that makes 6, doesn't it?
I'm not sure another's the right objective there, but we'll go with it.
All right. You answered another one that your team collectively.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I agree. Fine. 6-5. Whatever. It's your round next, Nate. I might just butt out. I might give clues. Who knows?
Right. So,
can't do adding.
So round two is the return of Mark and Craig's favourite round from last season. It's Guess the Franchise, or as I've AKA Mrs. Sexy Voice.
Yes.
I've asked Mrs. Ore to take a look at some more team logos and make a guess at the name of the franchise. So, chaps,
this was brilliant.
team captains, I want you to pick two players on your teams, please, you bastards.
Wait, did you say pick two players on our teams?
Yeah, so you need to pick two players from your team to play this round, and then the third
is
person
that
shuts,
that
shuts the fuck up.
Four?
Are you on the team?
Yeah, the way you phrased it made it sound as if I had to pick the only two people I had.
No, just pick two people from your team. You're part of the team. If you want to play, play it. If you don't,
I'm gonna pick Alan and myself.
Cool. So,
did you say we couldn't confer on this bit?
I haven't said anything about it yet.
Good. All right. Which of you wants to play with me then? Neither of you. Fine.
I'll go
with him, with you, Pat.
Sweet. Me and Mark.
Oh, right. So, give me a moment just to cue this up and get it all working. I did this just a minute ago and then close everything because I am that fucking brilliant. And
this,
I need
a
to
better, this had better not require much of an edit. I'm just saying.
Right. Here we go.
Are we saying our name again?
No. Long Snapper have got 5 and then Tough Show have got 5.
Sure.
If you get it wrong, it does pass over to the other team and then you can confer. You can confer anyway, it doesn't matter. This year, I've thrown in a wild card. There may be one or more red herring answers where the logo that's being described isn't an NFL team. If you correctly guess one of these answers.
I see us getting stitched up here, lads. I'm going to be honest. I see this as a setup, boys.
As ever with a Tough Snapper, if you guess incorrectly, your opponents get it right. They take the points. Long Snapper, you're up first. Who the hell is this supposed to be?
G-Dog.
G, that must be Green Bay, Pat, I reckon.
Yeah, go with that.
Green Bay?
That is correct. See, nice and easy. Not at all difficult. Who is this?
The Hackers?
Once more?
The Hackers?
Still loving the voice, by the way.
Hackers.
Well, the only one who's got like a chopping sort of logo is Kansas City, or maybe the Falcons.
Any ideas, Anna?
You're not answering yet, so be quiet.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
No, I don't. Carry on.
You fancy either of those, or do you want to go somewhere else?
I can't think who else it could possibly be. Hackers, yeah, Kansas City makes a bit of sense, maybe. I can't think of what else it can be.
All right, let's go Chiefs then.
That is incorrect. Tough show. Do you want to throw it up there?
Do you want to go along the same lines, Ryan? This could be the red herring. On the same lines, you could go Atlanta Braves. Basically the same sort of thing. Unless you've got a great idea.
No, I'm going to trust your judgment.
Go with that. Why
Atlanta
not?
Braves.
It is the Atlanta Braves.
Thank God.
Son of a bitch.
Well done.
The multi-sport man pulled through.
That is a bonus point. So you get 2 points for that correct answer. Well done, boys. Number three, long snapper.
Where did that rule come from?
The native hunters.
Have it again.
The native hunters.
The native hunters, said with a great amount of trepidation.
Yeah, native.
Craig, you're not involved. Butt out.
I'm just enjoying it.
I'd guess maybe Chicago Blackhawks.
Ooh.
I love how this has become just a Big Four logos thing.
Yeah.
Just with that threat looming over you.
Unless this is the Chiefs. But I think the Blackhawks is as good a shout as any, Pat.
All right, let's do that then.
Incorrect. Tough show.
I have an idea, but it depends. Is this like historically, or is it all teams that are current?
I'm not answering that question.
Okay. I have an idea, Adam, but I'm not sure it's... Is he there?
Sorry, I was on mute. Yeah, tell me the idea. I was shouting on mute.
Tell me the idea.
What was Washington previously?
Washington Redskins.
Yeah, the Washington Redskins.
That is incorrect. It was the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, what?
long snapper. This, the one.
Ooh. LA Sunshiners.
Rams.
Gotta be.
Yeah.
That is correct. And your final one?
All Stars.
Mate, it's going to be a dick.
Mark, did your table just rise up?
more when she said ooh to begin with, actually. So this has got to be either Dallas or Pittsburgh, right?
Unless Nate's been a dick and
he's not going to
put the Dallas Stars hockey or one of the other shitty star legged team. But
I'd leave if he's done that.
I think Cowboys is a percentage guess, yeah.
But the fact that she says plural stars, and there's more stars in Pittsburgh.
Oh,
because that's got three, hasn't it? That's got the yellow, the blue, the yellow, red, and blue. Or
that's
maybe I'm just
true.
Reading far too much in it, and Dallas is right because it's just a great big star.
It's interesting now, because that's got the word Steelers on it as well. You wouldn't pick out those weird diamond things as stars.
You would hope.
I reckon Dallas.
Yeah, go with
that. Dallas. Cowboys.
That is correct. Well done for talking yourselves into the correct answer there.
It's the way to go, right?
Absolutely. Right, tough show. You're up. Long snapper, mute yourselves. For me, please, and Ryan and Adam, make sure you're not shouting at a muted microphone.
I'm here.
Your first one.
The Blue Jacks.
Baltimore. It's not blue, but
go on.
I've met Stacey. Felt insight. No, I just thought I know how she thinks. We have the same birthday, but it's like a telepathic thing.
Baltimore, who?
Ravens. They're playing the NFL, Ryan.
Oh, okay. There's more than one team of Baltimore. But they're not blue, though.
No, That is true.
The logo is not blue.
No, but it does have a big B on it, doesn't it? On the head.
Is it?
That's, yeah, usually.
So I was thinking Panthers, maybe. Because they've got, like...
Blue Jags. Oh, is it Blue Jags? Maybe.
Is that... Well, that's what I heard, is Jags.
Play again, Nate?
The Blue Jags.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, go for that. Yeah.
All right, yeah, we'll go Carolina Panthers.
That is incorrect. Long snapper. You muted.
You told us to mute your ball back. Yeah, we've got a shot choice, haven't we?
And I've just sent your name, you rim job.
Yeah, give us a second to click the button. Chargers have got like a jagged lightning with blue around it. Tampa Bay Lightning have got blue lightning. But if I was throwing in a non-NFL one, I probably wouldn't do it first. The Lions, if she's big cat illiterate.
Yeah.
Fancy any of those?
I mean,
or something totally different.
But like, yeah, I mean, the Lions was probably what I was. I mean, if I'm honest, I thought it was the Panthers. So yeah, no, I can't think. Could it be the Bills?
I mean, only if she's blind.
Yeah, I've no idea.
We also had the Bills. We also had the Bills, yeah, last year. So it's not going to be them.
Who's going to remember that? Come on. All right, let's go Lions.
Yeah,
that's incorrect. It's the fucking Jacksonville Jaguars.
Well, they're not blue.
They're fucking teal. Green.
But it is a Jaguar.
It is a Jaguar.
There is that.
She's
colorblind, not cat allergic.
Tough show.
That's good. It's better.
Tough show. Tough show, second question here.
Nate, just a quick one. Do you remember when we were planning this? Do you remember when we were planning this and we were worried we wouldn't have enough material? Do you remember?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Unbelievable.
A horror football. A horror football.
Buccaneers, Ryan?
Yeah. Fuck you.
Is that your answer?
Yeah, yeah.
That's correct.
A horror.
Number three. Yeah, it's not very piratey, is it? It's a bit West Country. Here we go.
Oh, the hound dogs.
Is anyone watching Mark?
Yeah, I assume everyone's watching Mark.
I'm going to say Cleveland, Alan. What do you think?
Oh, because they got their new logo.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go on then. Go that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Cleveland Browns.
Incorrect.
Balls.
Long snapper. Take your time.
Well, I was going to pick Cleveland Browns, so I'm going to see what Mark thinks.
Can you play it again for me, Nick?
No. You freak. No, here you go.
The hound dogs.
It's not helped to move the answer, but it's got him over the line.
Oh, come on.
That's enough from you, Craig, too.
I knew there was a reason we invited Rich.
we should kick him now.
I reckon this is probably going to end up being a non-NFL team because I can't think of anything. Other than the Lions, I can't think of anything else that would even be passable as a dog.
Yeah, sensible. So now, can you think of a sports team with a dog? Nickname, sort of logo, mascot, whatever.
Is there a coyote?
Phoenix? In hockey, I think.
Good shout as any. Go with that.
Yeah, okay. Phoenix Coyotes.
That's also incorrect. It's the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Right lines, though. Good effort, Mark.
Tough show, your fourth go.
The primary footballers.
What?
Compose.
The primary footballers.
Once more.
Primary footballers.
Primary footballers. I know what's misleading is that it says footballers. Like, is this actually not a footballer?
I was really worried that I'd given Tough Show the easier set of questions, but looking at this, I've not distributed them fairly at all, and Longstaff had a far easier go of it.
Listen to yourself.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, just
don't even know where to begin. So let's just go with something that looks like absolute nonsense. In which case, like the New Orleans Saints. Like, I don't even know how anyone would ever describe that.
Yeah. Okay. Go with that.
It's probably as good as any.
It's not as good as any. That's a terrible answer. Long snapper.
I just don't even know. Couldn't even know.
Any inklings, Mark?
I don't know what.
Oh, here you go. Have it again.
Oh. It's that means I don't care about the rest of it. Primary football is the only one, like maybe the Patriots, because it looks vaguely like a person. I don't know why that makes sense.
Pats was my first instinct as well, so let's go Pats.
No, it's the Pittsburgh Steelers. What? Because the stars are like primary colours, aren't they?
The primary colours.
And names written on it, Stace.
And Tough Show. Yeah, but I blanked out the name, so she didn't just read the fucking name.
Oh, Nate's done you over there. Outrageous behaviour.
The final one for Tough Show.
The Red Kites. The Red Kites. The Red Kites.
Is this the Arizona Cardinals, Ryan?
Yeah, could be. I'm 75% confident on that, actually.
75, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's about as high as it gets.
I can't have any literal kites in there, like, you know, the thing you run around with and flies in the air, so I assume she means a bird.
Yeah. No, that was
it's going to be that, or the falcons, isn't it?
If, you know, clearly know more about birds than me, so...
Yeah, clearly. I'm not sure how this conversation is proving anything, but there you go. There you go. I've just given all the options to the long snapper crew. So take your pick, Falcons or Cardinals.
Go Cardinals, Arizona Cardinals.
That is correct.
Hey, we got there in the end.
So that round finishes Tough Show 4, Long Snapper 3. Because Mark wasn't obviously listening to the rules at the beginning, where I said that if you get the correct answer and it's a wild card, you get a bonus point.
None of us heard that. Someone spoke over you.
I don't even remember that.
Just checking. Who's your team in baseball, Alan? Just to be sure.
It's the Atlanta Braves.
Oh, funny how that works out. Yeah.
I don't like baseball, so I picked the only team that I know that isn't
the only team that someone in your podcast knows about. Yeah, cool. Just checking.
No, Ross is a fan of baseball as well. He knows loads of teams.
No, he's
a, yeah, I watch he's, the he Tigers the all the time.
I would not have got the Braves, so Ryan chose well with the player there.
Let's move on to round three, shall we? And I think this is the highlight for me. I'm not going to lie. Welcome to a little game of fibbage. Now, again, I'm going to ask both captains to choose two from your team to play. We'll start with you, Pat. Or put simply, which one do you want to mute for the round?
I'm going to choose Mark and Craig to play this.
Oh, okay.
I'm rubbish at this game, Pat.
I suggest...
All right, I'll choose Craig and me to play this then.
Correct. Good choice.
Okay, thanks, Mark.
Oh, well, there we go. Same question to Ryan. Who's going to play for Tufts?
Oh, we'll allow Annan and Ross to take the honours on this one.
Okay. You might want to appoint one of them as a vice-captain in case of disagreements, but entirely up to you.
Oof. Ross.
That's fair.
I don't know what the game is, so
I feel like Alan was about to go, Yeah, pick Ross. And then as soon as Ryan said it, he looked really pissed off he hadn't been chosen.
All right. So, in fact, before we move on, Nate, who did the answers for the long snapper questions?
Clean Elvis. That's all you're getting, Clean Elvis.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about cheese. Now. I had forgotten. Right, so each question I'm going to alternate. What you're going to have is a question with four possible answers, one of which will be the correct answer, another of which will have been set by the opposition in advance. If you get the correct answer, it is 2 points. If you stumble on the question, or sorry, the incorrect answer that the opposition set you as a trap, they will get 2 points. I will start with long snappers. Your first question is, which quarterback gave Talanoa Hufanga a 52-yard pick six last season? And your possible answers are Baker Mayfield, Carson Wentz, Aaron Rodgers, and Matthew Stafford. Argue amongst yourselves.
First inkling, Craig?
Say the player again, Adam.
I'm going to say four players. I'm not going to fall for that one. Baker Mayfield, Carson Wentz, Aaron Rodgers.
Not the throwing the pick. Who picked it?
Oh, the throwing the pick. Baker Mayfield, Carson Wentz, Aaron Rodgers, Matthew Stafford. Which one of them gave Hufanga a 52-yard pick six?
I think it was Mr. Bang Average himself, Matthew Stafford.
Well, he had plenty. It's too recent. Do you know what I'm saying? To remember an actual game. So, whatever. I'm good with Stafford.
All right, Stafford.
Stafford is correct.
Yeah.
That gets you 2 points. Next up, it's going to be Tufts. And I can tell you that the incorrect answers that you want to avoid for this round were all set by Rich Newnham. So whether you want to overthink that is entirely up to you. Your first question is, what delayed the start of the Colts-Titans game at Nissan Stadium in 2019? Was it the referee was unwell and had... I can't read my... That's good. The referee was unwell and had to be replaced. A pitch-side fire, a city-wide blackout, or a good old-fashioned thunderstorm?
Ross, I think I know, which is like, I hate saying things like that, because then when I'm wrong, I look even more stupid than normal. I'm pretty sure it's the city-wide blackout.
I have zero clue, so...
Let's go with that then.
Go with the first thought. Keep it moving.
A city-wide blackout. Rich, what was your answer?
It's not a city-wide blackout, because that was the one I picked.
There was a massive fire at the side of the pitch. If Google it, you won't quite believe your eyes. You won't believe how it's so forgotten. It only delayed it by a couple of minutes, 5 minutes or something, but huge inferno on a ridiculously hot day in Nashville. That gives Long Snapper a couple of points, and it's back to them with the next question. Who allegedly held back Antonio Brown from having a fight with Mike Mayock at the 2019 Raiders training camp? Was it the team mascot Raider Russia? Was it Vontaze Burfict? Was it Max Crosby or John Gruden?
Man, I'd love it if it was Burfict. What do you reckon?
When did it happen?
2019 Raiders training camp. Allegedly, all of this is
that extremely short period of time when he was actually on that roster.
It was an eventful period of time. And in Antonio Brown's defense, it might have been a short period of time in calendar days, but he sure made up for it with what he accomplished in that time.
What were the options again?
The team mascot Raider Russia. Vontaze Burfict, Max Crosby, John Gruden.
I mean, all of them are pretty banter answers. I do like Perfect, you're right.
I think I'd go Crosby because he's the most likely.
Is that your team's answer?
Oh, I've got to see if Craig agrees.
Go on.
Max Crosby.
Okay, well, that is incorrect, but you didn't stumble across the toughest answer either, which their answer was a team mascot, Raider Russia. But the correct answer, Vontaze Burfict.
Shit. The irony.
Oh, I know, indeed. All right, Tufts, your next question. Who tweeted in 2011 that the crime rate would rise if the CBA lockouts continued? If you can think back as far as 2011, was it Brett Favre, Roger Goodell, Ray Lewis, or Jim Irsay?
Just want to say I was still in high school. Just want to throw that out.
I hate you.
Just want to throw that in there. And then can I get the names again? So I was just thinking about that.
Brett Favre, Roger Goodell, Ray Lewis, Jim Irsay.
Now, I've watched A Football Life, Ray Lewis, and this wasn't covered.
Okay.
So it's probably him. Because I'm also thinking I probably was sleep deprived when I watched it and maybe he did cover it. Does that help us?
I think I'm going to rule Lewis out.
Right. Good, because I lost 2 points in the last round, so that makes
me feel better. I was between Goodell and Irsay in my own brain, for whatever that's worth.
I just can't see why Goodell would say that, but okay.
Well, exactly. I think he would want to keep it. That's why I'm leaning towards Irsay. That's a bit random. Let's go Jim Irsay.
Okay. Jim Irsay is incorrect, but you didn't stumble across Rich's answer, which was Roger Goodell. It was actually Ray Lewis. I don't know whether they covered that in the doc or not. I've no idea.
Yeah.
It's so painful watching them talk about the right answer and then swerving at the end and go with the wrong one. It's so annoying.
Let's just turn your camera off then.
It's quite enjoyable, all of it. All right, next question for Long Snappers. How did this was written before he actually signed, which I might mention is just a bit of news, DeAndre Hopkins. But how did he travel to Nashville for the team visit recently? Was it by Amtrak, Greyhound bus, Southwest Airlines, or Antonio Brown's private jet? He's Antonio Brown's cropping up more often than Vinny Testaverde, incredibly.
Wild.
I feel like I've heard this. What were they again?
Amtrak, Greyhound bus, Southwest Airlines, or Antonio Brown's private jet?
I'm leaning towards Amtrak. I don't know why, though. They might have been in the news for, like, derailments.
No word on whether DeAndre Hopkins' train was derailed or not. But
That's daft, and it's got to be the plane. Not the Antonio Brown plane, the Southwest.
I feel like it's the Greyhound.
Oh, we've narrowed it down to three, then. That's good.
You've actually ruled out Antonio Brown's private jet, just to be clear.
Yes.
You care to narrow it down further?
I don't know why, but that just feels like it's in my head. And I don't know if it's from another story. But...
All right. Well, I went with mine before, so I'm going with Craig this time. Greyhound.
Greyhound gets... Tufts 2 points.
Piss flaps.
It was actually Southwest Airlines, I'm afraid.
There's no way that DeAndre Hopkins is going on a Greyhound bus. I wouldn't even go on a Greyhound bus.
Or on a train. Or on a train in the US, right?
Yeah.
All right. At this point, I have tried sending sly messages to be slick about it, but Craig, you sound like Ross did at the start of the show. So just a heads up. Next question. So next question for Tufts. In the meantime, what is the name of the Pittsburgh Steelers mascot? And your options are Steely Dan, Steely McBeam, Biggest Ben, or Rusty.
So at this point, I'll tell you, Alan, I'm useless with mascots.
I don't know who's good with mascots. Exactly. a mascot run out a game. Oh, look, Rusty's rocks up today. No, he's a shit. Surely it's not Steely Dan. Just try and work it out this way.
Might be.
What was it? Steely Dan, Rusty, and who are the other two?
Steely Dan, Rusty, the other two, Steely McBeam and Biggest Ben.
Biggest Ben's too much of a porno name.
There's bets. We're all thinking it. Dirty city.
Mind you, McBeam is pretty hard as well. Rusty sort of stuck with me more than the others. But
I just still think it.
I'm hoping for a football question. The first question the snappers got was about something that happened in a game, whereas we're getting questions about fires of where games been delayed for 45 seconds, but no one didn't make the news because it was 45 seconds.
I'll tell you, spoiler, your next question is about actual football.
Excellent. We'll get that really wrong.
We're between Steely Dan and Rusty, aren't we? I think. Shall we just choose one? What's your inclination?
I still like Rusty.
Right, let's go Rusty. It's fine. Keep it moving.
It's not Rusty. Steely Dan was Rich's answer. The actual answer is Steely McBeam. Yeah, seriously.
Sly dog.
All right, long snappers, your next question. Who was once arrested at LAX for making a false bomb threat at security? Was this Alden Smith, Pac-Man Jones, Johnny Manziel, or David Trevors?
Pretty sure this was Alden Smith, right?
Testing your crime knowledge here.
Oh, wait, is that... There you go. Is that better, yeah?
You sound amazing.
Crystal, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I reckon we've had this on a quiz in the past.
Yeah. But it might have been another one of Alan's quiz where he threw in four answers, one of which was right, but I'm pretty sure Alden Smith's right.
Yeah, it's... I'll be... There's not going to be two NFL players who have a bomb threat, and I'm sure Alden Smith did that.
Let's hope not. Alden Smith, done. A final answer.
Alden Smith's correct. Well done. That would be a twist, wouldn't it? All right.
Well, be a possibility if Nate was right in his questions.
Didn't Alden Smith also get arrested for trying to take guns through security? I mean, that man was a fucking idiot.
I don't. Those two incidents may have been related. That wouldn't surprise me either. You're not going to let me take some guns through, right? I'm going to. Here's the twist. This is what I'm going to do.
Also, Craig, fuck you.
just to confirm that Nate's still here, for anyone who's wondering. Right, next question for Tufts. What did, as I say, football related, what did Carson Wentz do 15 times during the 2021 season at the Colts? Your options are fumble the football, complete a pass, throw a left-handed pass, or get injured.
All as likely as the last.
Yeah. Fumble was the first one that came to mind. Ross, he doesn't have much talent in his right arm, let alone his left, so I don't think he'd be trying that. Injured, he did get injured quite a bit, but not probably that much. And what was the other one? Complete pass.
Complete a pass.
It's probably more than that. Maybe 16. Yeah.
Straining both ankles count as two injuries or one?
Oh, that's my favourite injury designation of all time was when he was listed questionable that week. Yeah. Carson Wentz, brackets, ankles.
Yeah, we're fumbles.
Fumbles is incorrect, I'm afraid. The correct answer
was fuck's sake.
Throw a left-handed pass.
What a flashy prick.
It didn't say complete a left-handed pass. It just said throw one.
He certainly completed one of them to Elijah Molden, who returned it for a pick six. I can tell you that with certainty. All right, no points there.
I could have told you that as well. Whoop-de-doo. Yeah.
Where's that disaster for Indianapolis clip when I need it? Right, long snappers, your final question of the round. Wes Welker was once fined for wearing a hat promoting his own energy bars, but what were the energy bars called? Wiz Welker bars, Bonky Bonkertons, Wes's Welkness bars, or Bonk Breaker energy bars?
What's the bonk I've got to do with anything?
I'm really fearful that you're going to make me repeat these.
Oh, the first one was far too Willy Wonka. I reckon it's got to be one of the two bonk ones, because why would there be two of them? Yeah, but why would there be two of them? It'd be a ridiculous coincidence if there were two of them.
Yeah.
I want to go bonk break.
Welkness.
Where's his Welkness bars?
Yeah. That sounds like a bar. But whatever, it
sounds,
man.
Sounds fishy.
It is all ridiculous, mate. So take a pick.
All right, we're going Bonk Breaker.
Bonk Breaker is correct.
Yeah.
Incredibly. So well done, Long Snappers. Another 2 points. Right, Tufts, your final question of the round. What have former Titans players Michael Griffin and Brian Arakpo gone into business selling? Your options are paintings by themselves of themselves, real estate, protein powders, or cupcakes. Now, there's an eclectic mix of items that you could purchase.
Do they paint themselves or paint each other?
With each other.
Naked. I don't know where I'm going with that.
Do you know these players, Ross?
Arakpo was a pass rusher, I think, for the Titans. But I don't think it helps.
But then it's going to help us out either way, right?
I can tell you that he played for the Redskins as well, if that helps.
Great.
I'm not sure it does.
I thought cupcakes sounded fun.
Sounds very fun.
Random thought. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, because protein powder... Or like, what is it, protein supplements or something? Seems a little bit obvious for two NFL players to go into. And then, like...
Real estate, I think that should be really clever, though.
God,
seems too boring. Yeah. Like, it's not something that grabs you as a quiz question. So it's like...
Do you know how much you get on a commission? And, like, you could play the angle of, like, you know what a professional sports athlete needs. Whack a 6% commission on a $7 million house.
All right, you start.
Piece of piss. I've watched reality TV, haven't I?
The level of thought that's going into this answer. This is incredible.
I just like
describes how he read that's retirement plan.
I just see a really good like marketing campaign with two like big retired NFL players like holding cupcakes working really well, like as an advert or something. So that was my first thought was cupcakes. Go on.
Go on then, Ross. Go with your gut.
Is that it? Cupcakes, you're saying? It is correct.
Yes.
Absolutely. That gets you 2 points. And if the spreadsheet maths are correct, Long Snapper have a lead of 16 points to 14 at the end of the third round. Over to you, Nathaniel.
That is correct. Fuck off, that's my name. Not my name, bitch. Right, here we go. This round is for everybody. Everybody can guess at any point whatsoever. 2 points per correct answer. It's Name That Play. I've absolutely stolen this from Craig's quiz the other week. Months ago. Point
of order. Craig snuck off for a snack, so can we wait till he's back to start the round?
Sure.
Thanks. I'll get a drink then.
In that last round, I drank 3 beers, so I'm buzzing. I also had a bit of a meltdown when Ross was said cupcakes, and then Alan tried to steer him away to a sensible answer. Me and Richard were talking, and I was literally having a breakdown, saying, "Alan, shut up, please, shut up, Alan, shut up."
Steer them away.
There was some genuine anger in the chat.
Alan steering away, not Adam.
Oh, okay. Oh, right.
You have a much better poker face in this than I do. Let's just say that you're very good at staying deadpan.
It's partly because I'm an upstanding individual, but it's also because I don't really care who wins, if I'm honest.
Yeah, you hate your podcast mates enough to laugh at them if they lose.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, anyway, so this round, name that play, stolen from Craig. Basically, we've got some alternative commentary for some plays that have happened, some infamous plays that have happened. All you got to do, tell me what play it is. It's a buzz around, so unmute yourselves. Your name is your buzzer. Whoever I hear first will get it. So I'm just imagining Mark complaining because I said it first, but like everybody else has said before, he does. I'll accept no horse noises to buy yourself time to get the answer as well. If you don't answer like basically immediately, I'm going to pass it over to the other team. Be warned.
Good to know.
Right, here we go. Hopefully I selected share sound because that would be a... I did. That would be a ball ache, wouldn't it, if I didn't? Here's the first one.
And welcome back to Thanksgiving Football. On their own 30-yard line, this team is looking to generate some offense this evening. Quarterback under center. Takes the snap. Fakes the handoff. Quarterback runs straight into his own lineman and loses the football.
Right.
Ross was about 2 seconds before you, Craig.
The butt fumble.
Because I started on mute. It's annoying.
It's the butt fumble. Congratulations, Ross. Let's finish it because it's a great clip.
Straight into his own lineman and loses the football. Safety picks it up. It's still live. He's going to take it home. Touchdown. The quarterback ran into his own lineman's chute, and I bet he liked it.
Why does he sound like a discount Sylvester Stallone?
Ask the NFL. They hired him, not me. Here's the second one.
I'm in the middle of telling a story that no one cares about. Oh, wait, my producer is telling me I'm actually supposed to be covering this game. Quarterback is under center. Takes the snap. He's swarmed immediately and taken down. He's lost the football. It's retrieved by a D lineman who's going to try and run it back. He's at the 40-yard line. 30, 20, he's going to make it. He's celebrating, but wait. The ball was swatted away before he could reach the end zone. What a butterfingers. It's a touchback.
Any guesses?
The Bills Cowboys Super Bowl. Ross. The Bills Cowboys Super Bowl thing where they run it back and I don't know the name of the play.
I think that's accurate enough. Adam, do you want to adjudicate with me?
It's fairly clear that he's talking about the same play.
Yes, it's the Leonette fumble.
I could also see that Mark was racking his brain because it struck a chord with him.
I was going to say Ryan Lett. I couldn't remember his first name, but I had Ryan Lett in my head.
Leon Lett. Mark, I mean, sadly, all that therapy you went through to forget those Super Bowls let you down.
I just couldn't remember his name.
I'm so happy that the two Cowboys related questions so far have been answered by people that aren't Alan. It's very good.
Ross got me just before me on Tony Romo one, to be fair.
Question number 3.
Welcome back. We are near the halfway mark in the fourth quarter of this championship game. With a 10-point deficit, this team is looking to close the distance. Quarterback in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Makes a backwards pass to a receiver who then throws it back over to another receiver. We've got a trick play and he's off. He's got protection. He's at the 35 and he's lost it. Taken down. The ball was clearly stripped before he went down, but the referees are gonna blow it dead because... Well, who knows why they do anything.
Ross.
Go ahead, Ross.
Jaguars, Pats, AFC Championship game. Patriots fumble it. Jaguars try and run it back. I think it was Miles Jack, but they blow it dead.
Perfect. Yep.
Fucking hell, Ross.
Miles Jack forced fumble. Everybody else, remember you are allowed to play.
No, I was definitely going to get that answer, but I just let Ross do it. Yeah.
I like the thought. I assume that Pat knew the answer, just didn't want to talk about it.
I'll be honest, I'd forgotten it was on a trick play. I could only remember the fumble bit, because that's the only bit you ever see.
That's not the part. Yeah, it was on the championship part. I wasn't thinking Super Bowl. And then, yeah, I remember Miles Jack running it back, but then it being called back.
Right, question number four.
Fourth and three, with the world's most obnoxious punter waiting to punt. Oh, wait, the entire line has shifted over to the right side. There are two players left in the middle with the ball. Pat. I'm not really...
Patrick.
It was the Indianapolis Colts' worst trick play in history.
That's absolutely correct. Let's...
Surely they've got to have done something worse than that.
You thought so, but...
Sign Carson Wentz.
We're not the Titans, so that sort of incompetence doesn't... You know, plague our field as much as it does you.
Well, I'm not really sure what we're looking at here. I think this is the famous "fuck it, we're not even trying anymore." Right? The ball is snapped, and immediately he's taken down. That whole play really makes you wonder. It begs the question: who needs to lose their job?
There we go. Yes, it was the infamous shit play against the Pats. The next. Question here. The next clip is...
First and 10 at their own one-yard line with a four-point lead and 30 seconds to go. You'd have to be a complete imbecile to fuck this up. But wait! They are! They've gone for a QB sneak. Something's gone wrong.
Yes, Mark.
This is Josh Allen at the end of the Bills game last season.
Against? I mean, I know it's, you know who it is.
The Vikings.
That is correct.
We managed to fuck that game up 14 times. That was the worst one of the lot.
That was a trend against the Vikings last season. I seem to remember another team being like 30-odd points ahead at halftime and losing.
Wrong. The referees are trying to sort this pile out, but it is! It's a touchdown! They've blown the game with 30 seconds left. I had money on the other guys, so I don't care. Get fucked. First and 10 at their own 1 yard.
Are you sure this isn't just you commentating, Nate?
No, trust me. Believe me, this isn't. Here we go. Here's the next one.
10 seconds left on a one-point deficit. They'll need a Hail Mary from their own 40-yard line to keep their playoff hopes alive. QB under center. Takes the snap. Long drop back. Throws it up. It's caught!
Wait. Are you kidding me?
Russ?
I was going to go Minneapolis Miracle.
Yeah,
that is correct.
And I think I actually said Alan first, but the answer is the same anyway.
I didn't hear the word Alan, but I heard Sorry. It. Ross.
It threw me off under center. Threw me off. I forgot he was under center. I don't have that in my head. He's under center.
He's the next. He's the rest of it.
Oh, piss off! Yay, touchdown! Yay, fuck off!
As you can tell, the person recording that was a Saints fan too. It's this one. Sorry, I couldn't find the file. Then the next one is...
Welcome to Sunday Night Football. Here to kick off is this team. It's going long and rolling towards the end zone. The defender retrieves it and takes a knee. But wait... Yes, upon review, we can see that the ball never made it into the end zone. That's not a touchback. It's a safety. And a special player who's about to lose his job. Have fun on the practice squad, buddy.
Ha.
Welcome back.
Go on, Patrick.
I'm pretty sure that was the Titans. I've forgotten who the player was.
Adam?
I mean, who is sitting on a washing machine? Oh, it's Craig.
Craig.
There you go. I've muted him. honestly, this shambles of an outfit that we are. Right. Yeah, it was the Titans, Pat. I mean, if we gave the other one, we should probably give that one, shouldn't we?
Yep, absolutely agreed. And the final one.
55 seconds left. It's a one-score game. Looking to clinch it from the 40-yard line, the QB takes a snap. He's looking but can't see anyone. He rolls to his left and lofts it up to his right. Amazing! The receiver, who has scored twice in this game already, was wide open for his third touchdown and likely the winning score of the game. A 40-yard bomb!
Famous, that feels like there could be any play in any game.
Yeah, it does.
I was waiting for the detail of him dropping it, and I was going to guess something for that.
Yeah.
But... okay, I'm gonna drop a hint. Whose team hasn't been on the receiving end of a disappointing play here today?
Jets. Craig, think of one.
No, we've had a butt fumble already.
Oh, of course we have.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, yeah. All right, that hits bullshit then. Okay, I guess no one's going to get it. Adam, I don't even know what the play is, to be honest.
Should we just throw it, I guess, then?
I mean, it's Ryan who should have got this one, isn't it?
Oh, of course it is, yes. Yeah. Sorry, no, it's Ryan, not Craig. Yeah, it's a Sterling Sharp touchdown.
Yeah. No, I tend to wipe those things from my memory. So
they all the plays were against, you know, bad for one of the people here,
including the hosts. We didn't get ourselves.
Yeah, we included ourselves. So at the end of that, Tough Show won that round 8-6 after going 6-0 up. And that, going into general knowledge, can you believe it, has the scores at 22 apiece.
Ooh.
How about
much,
that?
Much better than the 140-4 that we had last year.
All right. So far.
So, unlike last year, this final round actually matters.
Actually matters, yes.
Same rules as the first round. This is just a mixed bag of questions. Nate and I are going to alternate who asks them. If you want to buzz in, you can't confer. If you get it wrong, it goes to the opposition, who can confer. 1 point up for each. There's one or two that might be a bonus or something, but we'll get to that. Are you ready? Fingers on buzzers. I mean, I assume you are. I'm going to crack on. In fact, I'm not going to crack on. No, you go first.
What is the duration of halftime in the NFL? Mark?
15 minutes.
Incorrect. Tough Show.
Isn't it like a weird, like, 12, 13 minutes thing?
Yeah, let's
Ross keep or moving. Ryan. Keep... I can't see you for some reason, so... Oh, there you are.
Should we keep it moving at, like, 12 minutes?
12, yeah. Sure. Correct.
There you go. Who was the next question? Who was the last Cardinals player to record 7 interceptions in the season back in 2012?
Ryan.
Allen.
Ryan was first.
Dominic Rogers Cromartie?
Incorrect. Long snappers get to confer on this.
Any inklings?
Patrick Peterson?
What year?
2012.
I see. I thought Patrick Peterson came along later than that.
What are you doing, Ryan?
I thought he came along later than that. I don't know.
The Tufts are conferring too. I don't know if that's helpful for you.
Oh, sorry. I thought you'd already given your answer. My bad.
7 interceptions.
7 interceptions.
Cardinals.
They not had. Say the question. Not think, had I'm on sure since
Patrick,
then.
I reckon Patrick Peterson was there then.
Yeah, let's go with that.
That's gotta be. Yeah.
Yeah, that's correct. To clarify, he's the last Cardinals player to do to get seven in the season back in 2012.
Great job, Mark.
So on this question, the third question, you both get to answer the closest to the number wins. How many US viewers does the NFL claim watched the Super Bowl 2023? Long snapper, you can answer first.
Of course we can.
Funny
that.
Oh. What are we saying? North of 100 million?
Yeah, comfortably. Well, yeah. Maybe not comfortably.
Wasn't there... Do I remember, was it last year or the year before? Was there a question about comparing the number of hot wings that were eaten to the number of viewers?
I think it was the number of beers drunk or something, wasn't it? Or a number of litres of alcohol purchased or something.
I'm sure it was hot wings. But yeah.
I think it's
coming. That's what I want to say that. That feels big, but...
115, 120 then, Mark?
Yeah, 120 million.
120 million. Okay, lock it in.
All right, tough show.
Higher.
I was going to go lower.
Cassie Bell and Ryan.
So what was that? Someone was brought into the microphone.
Was the question how many people in the US watched it? Or how many people watched it?
How many people in the US?
Yeah,
Alan says higher, Ross says lower.
Still I would say lower than 120.
They said 120 to go either way.
I'm going to go Yes, sir, Ross?
I had 110 I had 110 in my head.
So I got 115.
Just answer. Someone pick an answer and settle on
115,
it.
115.
115.
Mark's going to be fucking furious. The answer is 115.
Oh, let's go.
What a shock.
What a shock. Yeah, what a shock. Shut up.
I'm going to take pleasure in this question. Andrew Luck's last ever game was a playoff defeat against which team?
Craig.
Yes, Craig.
Because of what you said, I'm going to go Titans. Wait, can we confer? Can we not confer?
No, you can't confer. You're wrong.
Hey.
Tufts, you can confer.
No, that's my bad.
Was it 24? It wasn't 20. No, 20.
That hint is not in the question.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think of like relevance of the teams that are like good at the time.
He's eligible for not getting to the Hall of Fame this year, right? So
yeah, I'm trying to think how many of good years teams is that around that time.
I don't think it matters. It changes like every year, doesn't it? So didn't they? They got a long history of losing to the Pats.
Pats stand out to me all, like, yeah.
Pats or Chiefs, I think is that Mahomes' I think that's Mahomes' first AFC Championship game.
Didn't they come back against the Chiefs? That was Alex Smith's Chiefs.
That was years before then. But I think this is the year Mahomes Brady in the AFC Championship game, I think. And like either the round or the round before that, one of them beat them.
Ross seems confident.
I'm going to have to push you for an answer, boys.
Chiefs.
Yeah, we'll go Chiefs. Yeah, it's Chiefs.
Chiefs is correct.
Guys, nice work.
Who is the only player ever to both throw and catch an interception in NFL history?
Ross? Oh, no, I completely fucked that up in my head. I was going to go Marcus Mariota.
You can't
jump in, Alan. Say someone, Ross.
Marcus Mariota, I have very different. I've muddled everything up in my head.
Incorrect. Long slapping,
Marcus to date does not have an NFL interception.
Surprising.
I can't wait for it. Yeah.
So we want the only player to have thrown an interception and caught an interception.
Yes.
I think I know this, but it seems stupid.
I reckon it's someone old.
Yeah.
Like time ago when people played both ways. You know what I'm saying?
That would help, wouldn't it?
I thought he meant like he did it in his 50s.
In my for some reason in my head, I think I've heard this before somewhere else. When I heard the question, my brain went to Tony Dungy, but I don't know why.
Yep.
Yes.
That's what it is. It's dungeon.
That is correct. That is a fucking epic shout for you, Mark. Well done.
That really was. Next question. Pay attention.
Bucket already.
Just listen, really. Adam Thielen and which other Adam scored an NFL touchdown in 2022?
Ryan.
Yes, Ryan.
Adam Trautman?
Yeah, correct. Very well done.
Amazing. Right. Name the three teams never to have drafted first overall.
I think you've got to be pretty bold to buzz in with this.
Did I hear your name, Alan?
No, I just said no.
Oh.
No, not answering that.
The thing is, you can guess it.
Come on, you pussies.
How about you do a point for each and then...
I could definitely tell you why I don't know the rest then.
I reckon I've got to.
We're not meant to confer yet.
You're not conferring. Shut up if you're not going to buzz in.
No, I'm not buzzing in.
Wait, what's the score?
Ryan.
What's the score?
4-4. Ryan's gone. It's 4-2 to a tough show, but Ryan's already gone.
I'm going to say, Ryan. This is pure guess. Ravens, Packers, Patriots.
No.
I reckon I know this.
You guys can confer now.
Who have you got, Craig?
I reckon it is the Ravens, but I think it's the Broncos and the Hawks as well.
Seahawks, I thought it was. That's the only one I could name.
Ravens, Broncos, Seahawks sounds plausible. Let's go with that.
That is correct. Epic, boys.
Craig.
Awesome. Craig.
That, to me, that I reckon that is Craig. Craig, that is your best ever answer in the quiz. That is absolutely superb. I don't know where that.
I feel like that's somewhere as well.
No, genuinely not. It is the opposite. That is an incredible question, incredible answer. All right.
Longstaffer have done that two in a row, haven't they? With Dungy and then that one.
Yeah,
Three phenomenal answers.
Good knowledge.
Didn't get Adam Trautman though, did they? Right.
I was trying to remember the name of the Titans concussed Adam.
Oh, Adam Humphreys. I think he's.
That's him.
I think he's still in hospital.
That was cool.
Right, next question. Which QB's career journey went as follows? Patriots, Chiefs, Vikings, Bills, Cowboys.
Ryan.
Pat.
Ryan was the name I heard.
Matt Castle?
That is correct.
Beautiful answer, well done. Which franchise is the only one to have never had a 4,000-yard pass?
Pat.
4,000 in a single season. Patrick.
Chicago Bears.
Correct.
Booyah.
Let the record show at this point that the spreadsheet we're working from originally had 3 points available for the three teams that drafted first overall. Now Long Snapper got it. It's only got one. Just let the record show.
Let the record show that because I didn't say it was worth 3 points, I changed it before anybody answered. Fuck
sure.
You.
Sure.
Let the record show shenanigans.
Yeah.
Mate, there's a big asterisk on this.
Caveat.
Also, buck your ideas up and win by more than 2 points, so they would have lost anyway. Fuck sake.
That's not how this ends.
Big asterisk on this now.
Next question.
You can all fuck off.
Shut up. Next question.
No, I'm just going to sabotage the whole thing. Fuck you.
Which team played a home game in Mexico in 2022?
Pats. Cardinals.
Correct.
Thank you.
Great show.
8 points for that.
after 10 questions in the general knowledge round, it's 5 apiece, boys. Which quarterback fumbling the ball led to the biggest loss of yards on a single play in NFL history in 2015?
Alan.
Don't rush to answer. Alan, go on.
Tony Romo?
Incorrect.
I think this is Drew Brees, boys.
I like that.
You beat me to answer, but I think this is Drew Brees.
Always trust Mark. I don't really. Quizzes.
Yeah, I don't really have an alternative.
Right, we're going Brees then.
That is incorrect. It's Ryan Tannehill. Come on, oh, I'm asking the question. You should know the answer to that one, boys. It was for the Dolphins.
Well, he did as a Dolphin.
A bonus point is available if you can tell us how many yards were lost. I'm going to say like the nearest wins. Tough show. You can go first. Shut Mark up.
I was waiting for you to say Log Snapper again. That was right. I was right in your wheelhouse.
What are we thinking, team? So like, 47. Big drop back. Proper big smack, like 40 something.
47.
47.
Similar level of analysis to the cupcake question going on here.
Well, it's tough to go with 47. Is that your final answer?
Yep.
It's got to be less than that, right?
Does it? Sorry.
Yeah, it's got to be less than that. He'd have to be literally just turn around and run the other way for that to have happened. I reckon it's got to be less. I can easily see 30, 35 or whatever, so maybe we go 45 just to...
Go 46 because they went 47 and we maximise our chances.
Yeah, there you go.
46.
That's why you're here, Pat.
I know. You get the knowledge. I've got the strats.
It's 38.
Yeah. So
long snapper get the point.
I went and found that play. It's really quite unremarkable. Like you're hoping for one of those things that you set to Benny Hill music, and it really wasn't
it was just fun.
But yeah, there are more farcical plays available, even by Ryan Tannehill. If you find his backwards pass that was incomplete. That is something to behold if you want a little search on YouTube. Maybe not right now, because it's the next question. which jersey number has been retired by the Dolphins, the Bills, and the Jets?
I think we had a fan of those teams on my team.
Right, I know. Suddenly Mark and Craig are really quiet about a question that favours them.
Alan?
Go on, Alan.
Go on, get it.
Just got to pick a number between 0 and 99, really, haven't I?
Go for 0, I dare you. Oh, 13 is incorrect. Now follows the most painful conferring you have ever heard in your life. Take it away, long snappers.
Have you got... who's...
If it helps, the Bills have only retired 3 in their history.
It would help even more if you could tell us which 3.
12. Is Jim Kelly, 34 is Thurman Thomas, and 78 was Bruce Smith.
I share a birthday with Thurman Thomas. I'm not sure how that helps.
Congratulations.
They're the only ones. I couldn't tell you about the other two teams, but if there's a Jet with one of those that's retired, then I suggest we go with that.
Joe Namath is 12
as
well.
It's got to be Joe. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's got to be Joe.
It must be 12 then.
Because that's what I was going to ask. Have you got 12?
Yeah.
12.
Can't believe Alan picked fucking 13.
Oh, God, I did.
Unbelievable.
The worst bit is you got in before me and I was going to say 12.
Well done, Alan. Yeah, thank you.
The best part of that question is, it's greasy, by the way, the Dolphins number 12. The fact that the Pats are the only AFC East team not to have retired number 12 just feels right to me.
Yes, absolutely.
I bet Greasy was hard to sack.
That is fucking stunning, Patrick. Which team has never lost to the New York Jets?
Oh, there's only one. I'm surprised.
Has never lost.
Yeah, has never lost to the New York Jets.
Pat.
No, it's not the Pats. It's definitely not the Pats.
That was a buzz, not a guess.
Yes, Patrick.
Philadelphia Eagles.
You are fucking ridiculous, Patrick. Yes, that's
so good at this. Unbelievable.
Unreal.
What's the point in anybody else turning up? Fucking hell.
All right. Now, which running back was drafted second overall in 2006?
Ross.
Yes, Ross.
Reggie Bush.
Yeah, correct.
Ross Day. You absolute slag. Who was the first person in the NFL to catch a pass from Brett Favre?
Did you say Bet?
I did say Bet. Brett. As I said it, I was like, I'm just going to go with it. I hope no one notices. And you did. So
that's, I think,
Brett Favre.
Mark. He is a bit of a gambler, so.
It's Brett Favre.
It is Brett Favre.
What?
He threw it. It was swatted. He caught it.
Look
how fucking smug Mark is right now.
Fuck you, curly hair. Why are you even here, mock man?
Just for that comment.
It's a good question. He wasn't actually having seen this question. It's not relevant, but he wasn't the first player to pass a ball that Brett Favre threw in the NFL. That followed two interceptions that he'd thrown previously.
The most Brett Favre thing ever.
Absolutely. Definitely. And I'm pretty sure that pass was for the Packers, having played a season for the Falcons as well. I might be wrong.
Yeah.
All right, what do Giant Stadium, the Alamo Dome in San Antonio, and Tiger Stadium, Baton Rouge, all have in common?
Geography's not my strong point. Let's go.
Pat.
Biggest capacity in their respective sport.
Incorrect. Tough Show can have a go at this.
Sponsor?
Wait. Two of them are linked by a really sort of stretch of an answer. Because Odell Beckham's played in two of them.
That's a good show. What can I get the stadiums again, please?
Yeah, Giants Stadium, the Alamo Dome, which is in San Antonio. Ooh. And Tiger Stadium, Baton Rouge.
Okay, no, yeah, scratch that, because that's Giants Stadium, it's not MetLife. So, yeah, distinction there.
I have no idea. Like, sponsor is not a bad show, Alan.
Yeah, I'm firing blanks. Alan, anything?
Only, well, if we say Giant Stadium's not MetLife, then no.
Come on, push for an answer.
Just go with sponsor of the stadium or something.
They were the same sponsor.
No, I don't. Yeah, you weren't close to this, I don't think. These were all stadiums that hosted New Orleans Saints home games in 2005 after Katrina.
Oh, that was so obvious, actually. Fuck.
Oh, yeah, well obvious. That time I was in primary school, not high school.
Yeah. The Houston Oilers' last division win came more recently than which current NFL franchise?
Mark?
Go on, Mark.
Browns?
The Browns is correct.
Brilliant, Mark. So fast.
My wife says that.
Not usually with the brilliant, though.
No. she's just pleased son as well.
That's all she wants. The faster, the better. Oh, that's that out of the way for another week.
Thank God for that.
Weak, you lucky bastard.
Okay, which member of the 1985 Chicago Bears roster is a current NFL head coach?
Mark?
Yes.
Oh, no, sorry. I think I got this wrong. In my head, I went Lovie Smith, but I don't think that's right.
No, that's not right.
Sorry, boys.
Tufts, you want to have a go at this?
Ryan, you're the history buff.
What was the question again?
Which member of the 1985 Chicago Bears roster is now a head coach in the NFL?
Ron Rivera.
Oh, excellent work.
Yeah, well done. Absolutely correct.
Which team has the record for the longest home losing streak?
Ryan.
Go on, Ryan.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Incorrect.
I really thought you were about to just say the Detroit Lions.
Yeah,
You got an inkling, lads? If not, I want to say Dallas Cowboys because no one's needled Allen for a while. It feels like about time.
I love the Cowboys. I think almost certainly the Cowboys.
Right, we're doing it then. Dallas Cowboys.
Allen, is that right?
Probably. There's a lot of shit times.
That is right. Long snapper, you can have, long snapper, you can have a bonus point if you can tell me how many games.
Was it just before they drafted Aikman? Because they were dog shit then, weren't they? That, I reckon that's when it's
been. Late 80s.
That's got to be. And how many games were there in the season that time?
This is bonus point time, so don't stand then just conferring. Make a number.
What do you reckon? 13, 14, something like that?
I reckon it's the season, and I reckon they had 14 games for the season.
But it's home games.
Yeah.
So it's much better.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Less.
Oh, yeah.
But it could be across more than one season. It was a streak.
Of sorts.
Just pick a number, boys. Come on.
14.
Pat, you're a fucking danger to society, mate. That's correct.
Wow.
We just ban him.
There's a reason why Pat didn't play last year, is because he fucking knows every answer.
Yeah. Can we get Pat to pee in a cup? Like, I need some sort of test to go on.
Next year, it's Pat versus.
He's going to get a letter from Roger Goodell after this.
You may hear from us tomorrow and have to report for duty, report to a testing centre. Right. The Green Bay Packers played 3 home games per year in which other city every year until 1994? This is for all you history buffs. Were you in 1994, Ross?
Wound.
Just a glimpse, Ryan, in the milkman's eye.
Shit, no, Ryan, 1994, not 1940. No,
Ryan, I did hear your name.
Yeah, no, you did, but I misheard the year, and now I'm in the shit. fuck. New York?
No. Oh, God. This feels right up Salenstrasse.
Are we saying it's still in Wisconsin, or are we going elsewhere?
Generally, we wouldn't have a clue, Pat.
Mate.
It must be. Why would they go anywhere else?
Cities and towns.
So then, like, Milwaukee is the most likely guess, right? It's the biggest other place in the state.
Would they not go to Canada, maybe? Would that not be a reason?
Maybe.
What sort of embarrassment of an organisation would do that?
Sorry, who's...
I'd imagine.
Geography. Right.
I don't know. Milwaukee would be the closest geographically, I think. But
it feels like a percentage guess, then.
That geographically, by far, the closest, but I can't see why they would... I don't know. Maybe. It makes sense. From a geographical reason, for no other, so go with that.
Right, Milwaukee.
Milwaukee is correct. Well done. That is.
I'm trying to talk you out of going for Canada, Pat.
We might have needed to be a bit more specific than Canada as well.
Oh, yeah.
That is quite an anticlimax of the last question, but here we are. That is all. I don't know where Nate's gone. There is an empty chair.
We've disappointed him.
Yeah, I mean,
for the course, really.
As you could probably tell, the scores in that round, Long Snapper's got 13, Tuff's got 7, which means it's a total of, I don't know, because the spreadsheet doesn't add up. But Long Snappers, you win again. Congratulations. Well played. I think Rich is a real hero here. Well done, Rich.
Thank you, Rich, for contributing.
You're all welcome.
Yeah, I heard. I drank quite a lot of beer in the fibbage round, so I just had to go to the toilet. And as soon as I heard the word Milwaukee come out of Pat's mouth, I was like, "Oh, fuck's sake!" and just left.
Yeah, they're always going to get that. Well played. That was, I mean, the last year's was a joke. Let's face it. We were about.
It was far more competitive this year. Let's Let's put it that way.
If I'm honest, I feel like it was only competitive because Pat was here on our side.
Oh, so you I just heard
some big answers.
You,
Mark, you had some incredible answers in that last round. I think in reality, you were the difference in the last round.
No, that was Pat with like 14 for the Dallas games when I was trying to talk him out of it.
I knew the Jags was 10, so I knew it was more than 10. Just added a few, but not too many.
But you also came out with things like Tony Dungy, right? And I don't know, a couple of others.
Yeah.
Sorry, he's just trying to sow the seeds of discontent. Don't listen to him. We're a team.
Rich contributed 2 points at least with those fibbage answers. So
I think which is more than an average quiz for Rich.
At least and at most. Oh, brutal.
At your animal.
Excellent. I think, well, I don't know how long I expected that to last, but that seemed like a long time. So if you've got this far and you're still listening, I hope you've enjoyed some of it. And I'm really sorry. It was a lot of fun, as I expected. Hope you all enjoyed that. Tufts, has it been, well, I don't know where you're going from here. I haven't seen anything on your feed since December. But hope it's been nice to get out together.
Okay, we've all just become fantasy football addicts.
And if you could take Nate back with you, if you do reform.
I'm just pleased that Ryan's still alive because I've hardly heard from him since December either. So
Ryan's
a joy.
Ryan has Discord this every day. Ryan has this weird tendency of just disappearing like during the off season and not talking. This is the first off season that he's actually said more than two words.
Half the time I'm in the Discord talking to myself.
Discord,
is that still
this
a thing?
Year,
it is.
It's still quite an active thing. Pat left the other day though.
Yeah. I don't do Discord.
We're like, all right, see you later, Pat.
Right, let's get out of here.
Yeah, go and edit it.
Sweet. Yeah, that is a long edit.
mean, what are you talking about? Slap the music on the beginning and end.
Yeah, that's... I mean, I could... Yeah, that's about the size of it, I reckon. We'll see. Good to chat to all of you.
Cheers, boys.
Later.